So what we're looking at right now is the tail end of a pretty significant capital project. So, you know, when I first came on board to Schenectady, we did a long-range plan to look at bringing all of the facilities of Schenectady kind of up to a standard. And we knew that that was going to take us quite a while because some of the facilities had fallen into quite a bit of disrepair and many of the buildings were over 100 years old. And so the long-range plan takes us through 4 or 5 different capital projects in succession. You know, go out about 20 years. But the first one was renovating middle schools and actually creating 2 middle schools so that we could get the 6th grades out of the elementary schools to create more space there. And we now have 3 middle schools that serve grades 6 through 8. And it was about a $70 million capital project, no impact on the taxpayers. And this is the very last part of that project, is getting the bus loop in to Mount Pleasant, reshaping the traffic pattern on Forest Ave, and getting the entry to this building looking like it should. It's not quite finished. You can see that the grass seed hasn't come up yet, and the sign isn't up, but our fence is in, the bus loop is operable, the sidewalks are in, and kids are able to get into the building the way that they're supposed to get in. The next project, which the voters have already approved, it's in planning, and some of the plans have already been submitted to State Ed, is renovating the elementary schools, putting some pretty significant improvements in place there. The project after that will then address the high school and Steinmetz Career and Leadership Academy, and then the project after that, we will come back and finish up what we were unable to do with the middle schools.
So it's also the start of a brand new school year, and this is the first year under a new school aid formula through the state, correct? So can you explain how the sort of the tweaks to the formula are going to benefit the school district?
So, you know, I don't think that it's really a new formula, but I think this is the first time that the state has really put forward significant effort in funding the foundation formula. For years, since the foundation formula was created, they were really looking at things like gap elimination and things like that, and they were either taking monies away from the state or, looking at ways to do away with the gap elimination. And so this is the first year that they actually started putting monies into the foundation formula in order to bring school districts like Schenectady up to some level of equity. Now, we're still shorted quite a bit of money, by the foundation formula, but we were able to, this year, reduce taxes by quite a bit. We were able to reduce property taxes by over $1 million, and we were able to add millions of dollars worth of services for kids. We hired an additional 66 staff members this year, some of whom are providing intense services to our neediest children, putting in place a mobile crisis unit, specific services for students with social emotional disabilities, and lots of staff members who are providing remedial services, instructional services to general education kids who somewhere along the line have fallen behind. They're not reading at a level that they're supposed to, or they're not successful or engaging in school at the degree that they need to in order to pass and graduate as they should. And so we've put a lot of supports in place to make sure that those students don't fall through the cracks or fall too far behind.
So what's the total amount with the adjustment this year? That in additional funding that the school is getting over last year?
So the additional increase in foundation aid is in the neighborhood of $7.5 million.
And then earlier today, Senator Jim Todisco stopped by and he presented you a check for $50,000 in bullet aid. So what is that specifically, and what is that going to help support?
So bullet aid is it's really when senators like Senator Todisco are fighting to get more aid for school districts, but aren't quite able to get that aid directly into the adjustment of foundation aid. So that means that this is not aid that we will get year after year from now on, like an adjustment in foundation aid. But it's a demonstration by the legislature that where they had discretion with some of their funding, that the school district was still a priority to them. They knew that, to my mind, it's a commitment from them that they know. that they still have not gotten us all the money that we're entitled to, and that they know they have more work to do. And $50,000 allows us to do some things that we weren't quite able to budget for. And it tells us that we still have partners in the Senate who are going to fight for continued aid increases for us.